And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
I'd take it along so I could match it.
Okay, you'd call that a... You're taking along...
A sample. A sample?
And
what I want?
If she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress was very...
It was very pretty.
And a child might say, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine is even...
Prettier.
And something you could wear over your dress in the kitchen.
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
You'd use a pen. Diaper pen. I'd say a pen.
Do you pronounce those the same?
Pen and pen.
Mm-hmm.
And
soup you come, soup you buy comes in a can made out of...
Tin.
And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
And... What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Oh, he'd wear a suit.
If he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
A brand new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit?
Of a three-piece suit? Just a jacket, or the coat, shirt, and pants. Is that what you meant?
Or the old-fashioned one. What else did they have?
A vest.
Okay. Did you ever hear that called a waistcoat?
Oh, yeah. That's what Mom says all the time, a waistcoat.
How's a waistcoat different from a vest?
I don't know. I thought it was the same.
Would you use that term, waistcoat?
No. No, because she uses it. She's, well, that's one of our joke words with her. She'll say waistcoat, you know, like if we put a vest on. We used to wear those a whole lot, and it was our waistcoat. We tease her about that, and then she says, comes up with vinegar instead of vinegar, and birthday instead of birthday, and we tease her about that all the time.
How about your father? Does he have?
No, he's pretty. He's the brain of the bunch. No, he doesn't really have anything when he talks. I don't think that we ever. No.
Did anyone of your age? Do you ever hear somebody about your age? Who grew up speaking English, have those German pronunciations, like Winnegar?
No, not my age. We say it a lot because we know Mama thinks it's, you know, to make her funny, but, no, not my age.
Something men would wear if they were working out around the farm, it comes up.
Coveralls, or overalls.
What's the difference?
Overalls, I would think, were the ones that had the straps over your shoulders and just hook like the bib part to the back. And coveralls is just like a whole suit of clothes you're putting on,
mm-hmm.
sleeves and everything in it.
If you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd tell somebody, would you run inside and put me my coat?
Get me my coat.
And put it out to me.
And bring it to me.
And you'd say, so he went in and he...
He got my coat and he brought it to me.
And he'd say, here I have brought you your coat.
And I got your coat.
Or I have.
I brought you your coat.
And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Makes them full.
And makes them do what?
Pooch out.
Any other way of saying that?
Oh. No, I know. Everything used to pooch out.
Huh?
Everything used to pooch out. It was full. Okay, over here what?
Bulge or bulge?
Bulge, yeah. Okay, bulge. I like pooch better.
And something men used to wear to hold their pants up?
Suspenders.
Any old fashioned?